So anyway, after a intensive Golden Tee tournament, that's how I ended up at the table with Gene Hackman. Rest in peace.
Too soon.
Too soon. Too soon.
Wow.
Cool.
All right.
Okay, well, anyway, wait, start it off, guy. What the heck?
Well.
Anyway. What's up, everybody? Sorry for that culturally insensitive joke.
Yeah, you're canceled.
I'm canceled.
Probably so.
We are ZGP Power Hour number 174. Today, we're talking about cobalts.
Cobalts.
So the reason I don't have any mud water on me is because I'm going to get triggered this entire podcast, because Tyler has made a point. He said he's going to trigger me. So I'm like, I can't drink. I have to be ready.
Before we get to the triggering, we're going to talk about today's feature product.
What's that thing? What's that thing?
I got short arms.
Want me to hold it up? I hold it up. I hold it real high.
Is our new ZZP M32 short shifter arm. Designed by Mr. Randy. I feel like it's a bit sacrilege to be not having a cobalt part, but here we are.
Should have brought something else.
Just the turntable.
By the way, if I do one email saying, will this fit my F-35 or F-40, I'm going to take the part and throw it at you guys. Don't do that.
The answer is no.
Yes. It is no. It definitely will not fit. But nice little piece. Moves the pivot point, adds some more weight, gives you some nice crispy shifts. And it's relatively affordable. Yeah. So go pick one of those up. Sonic guys who aren't listening today. So anyway.
Pretty much.
They probably have both.
Yeah, that's
some
true.
Some of them do. Preston?
I've had both. Preston's got both.
He's got one of everything.
I have both.
You have both. You don't have a Manuel.
I don't have a Manuel, though.
No Manuel.
We could fix that.
He's
like, fix what? It's not broken.
It's literally not broken. It's winter car.
So thanks, everybody, for joining. We got Dan North in here. Noah Hammock. Not Christ. Bill Kish! What's happening?
There we go.
You can't forget TJ.
And TJ, of course.
Yep. Is that one TJ, the A-cat?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, okay. All right. What up, TJ?
All right, so, Cobalts, 2025. Still, I will say, to this day, the best per dollar mod car that you can find. Especially if you're looking, well, us.
How specific are we getting right now? Like, do I have to start inserting my fingers now, or should I just wait, give you few minutes?
Inserting fingers?
Yeah, listen, don't be putting no fingers in.
Listen.
What's your argument?
No argument. Yeah, I'm gonna say the LNF specifically.
I said cobalt.
You did.
Are we starting with what one to get first?
I mean, that's the point. That's what I was asking.
Easy.
I was asking.
Ooh, easy. See, we got all sorts of expertise up here. We got Mr. LNF himself.
Yeah.
We got Ryan, who works on all this stuff.
Every day.
Every day.
He's literally working on Tyler's car right now.
Yeah, we work. Yep, yep.
LSJ boy myself, and then Mr. Base Model.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It says SS on the side.
Sorry.
The base flag.
2224 expertise.
Middle model guy.
Good one.
The mid-grade. The builder super model. Sad.
The builder model.
Super slow, yeah.
There you go.
To a point, they are the most abundant. So.
Is that good?
Well, it gives you more potential and cheaper replacement options for when you crack the block.
Hey, there's no replacement displacement, baby. We got that 2.4 in there.
There you go. Big block, baby.
Big block.
Big block Ecotec.
America.
But on Tyler's point, I think, I'm going to bring a little bit of a different kind of, you know, view, because I'm going to kind of try to encourage my cobalt friends and family to take your cars to the next level. But in general, we don't really get a lot of respect from like the JDM crowd or the muscle crowd and stuff like that. Like,
we actually get very little.
Like, again, Snow Cars won. It's one of the only Ecotecs to win multiple Wegfests at this point. And I remember some CTSV guy being super salty. He's like, just Cobalt won? And the guy was like he was talking to the guy that was just like, yeah, man, that Cobalt has way more done than CTS and it's so much better put together. He's like, but it's a Cobalt. He's like, what does that mean?
Okay.
We're being elitist.
Yeah. So then he looked at it. It's like, oh, wow. This thing actually has a massive amount done to it. Like, yeah, you didn't look at it at all, did you?
Yeah, there's not a single thing you haven't touched.
Exactly. So,
yeah. No, nothing.
But that's the thing. It's
carpet,
unfortunate.
Dash, everything.
Like, yeah, it's unfortunate because the Cobalt is such a frankly fantastic platform.
Oh, yeah.
To mod, to do, like, there are very few comparable platforms. I remember one of the biggest things I would tell people. I was like, yeah, man, you know, the car's making, like, back when it was making, like, 420, 450 stuff. They're like, yeah, what kind of PCM? It's like stock one. They're like,
what?
What? That's like the big, like, they, like, other yeah. cars, you have to swap out so much just to yeah. do that. Like,
yep.
Honda cars, you got to do K-Pro. You got to do, like, yeah, a
Honda
bunch of.
Yeah, Honda, yeah.
Yeah.
Which, didn't they get, like, banned?
I don't know. I don't know the whole.
They couldn't sell Hondatas because it fully replaced or something like that. Mm.
There was something with it because or PFI
yeah,
got
PFI
sued.
Speed got in yep. trouble yep. with the EPA.
With
for
the
that.
EPA. Ooh. Yep.
Yeah.
It's
the,
like somebody's asking about how far can a Ford Gen 224 go. You got to watch out for your block. You crack the block.
What, and
as far as the block
internals
go.
Is a good idea, but you should get a Gen 3 block if you're building the 2.4.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. also you got to worry about crank stuff later on too, like you said, because they get weird crank flex stuff.
If you're revving super high or making a lot of power, yeah. But if you're in the 400 range, you'll be fine with Ford engine.
Which
yeah.
is realistically the for me.
That's where you want to be.
That's where you want to be. Mm-hmm. 400 wheel in an Ecotec car is money.
Oh, huh? 400 wheel in anything that's not a truck.
Yeah. yeah. Decently light car.
Really fun. Yeah, like 400's like huh? usable, rips.
Huh?
Beautiful.
Huh? What do you what?
What are you what huh? are you talking about?
No, I'm just saying
where,
like,
where are you using your 600? Mr. 600?
Listen.
Mr. 700.
On his mile listen. Drive.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
On my mile
he
drive
uses
home.
It every
so
time
fast.
He drives.
Okay, I'm there.
He does a 1-2 shift and he arrives at
work. Yeah, I'm going to 1-2 shift, my guy.
Jeez. Tires don't have traction the entire time.
No.
Just,
okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'll just add
but, yeah, I mean.
400 is not bad, guys. I'm just, you know me, I'm Mr. Excessive. So.
We got my people right. in the comments here. Lots of people.
These cars started with how much horsepower stock?
Well, LNF 260 and then LSJ 205.
Oh, not crank, wheel.
Oh, 240 for LNF.
Okay, all right.
Oh, come on. Right. I know the numbers.
All right.
Why? 120, 130.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay, we're not talking about Sonics here. Oh, it's cool, boss.
Speaking of Sonic, Andrew asked, has anyone found the limit on the 1.4 with Forged Internals?
Nope.
No. We made 700 or plus, and
700?
It was totally fine.
Really?
Yep. Well, I mean, it was 6 something.
Oh, yeah.
And plus nitrous.
With nitrous. Well,
plus more boost on the track.
Yeah, it was
so it was a lot of power, and I will confidently say that I don't believe anyone else is going to get close to that.
No,
because talk about unnecessary.
Yeah,
and that engine is still in the car and still runs.
Yeah,
yep.
I mean, yeah. yep.
Let's talk about
hasn't ran in a while because it's winter, but yeah. it still runs.
We love XS.
Yeah,
but so Mali or Cobalt. All right, I want to start off by I have to take a shot at my Cobalt friends here.
Okay,
because I see it constantly and it drives me up a wall. SS people. Do not, under any circumstance, if you buy the car, I don't care how much, I don't care about going fast, buy the front lips. Please. 99% of you have them cracked or broken, and they look like a baseline.
It's totally gone. Yeah.
Like, guys.
It does not look good.
Yeah, like, guys. Okay, and I exaggerate to be funny, but I do feel that these cars are old now. These are getting like an 05 LSJ is now 20 years old. 20 years old.
The Ion Redline can legally buy beer. In
yeah.
The United
yeah. Now. It is the 04 Redline yeah. can absolutely buy beer.
Well, 2026 is considered an antique.
Yeah.
Or, if it's 26 years old, I think, or 25.
25. Yeah.
So it'll be an antique. You'll get the more historical
five more years
on a Cobalt.
We're all driving to work on our historical plates.
Yeah.
I think
yep.
it's like $30-something for 10-year registration.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
so much cheaper.
But you technically can only drive it to shows.
Yeah. We have a car show every day here.
Yeah. It's a show every time somebody sees it.
That is
that
slope.
Oh, my God. We're all going to have historical plates on the front.
Oh, no. But yeah, so that is the thing. As these cars are old now, and they've been in various states of disrepair, and people not giving a crap about them,
and modding and unmodding and
yes.
selling, and like yeah. a lot of them have so many owners now. But
yeah they've been through 2-3 owners,
and they're getting bad. Like yep. unfortunately, guys, like we see it. Like see people selling some for $1,000, $2,000, and the paint's and it's all done. There's no front lip. There's like.
Yep.
They're just in such poor condition.
And a front lip on eBay is $200.
Please.
Even if you spray paint it at home.
Yeah, like, I would rather
I would rather you get it painted, but I understand that's a lot of money. So
yeah.
paint
yeah.
it at home, put it on the car. Make it look nice.
That's what I was talking about, guys. Make sure that you have at least the front lip on it. You LNF and LSJ guys. They were premium cars in their heyday, and there's no reason that they can't still be premium.
That's
cars.
True. You're not wrong.
So, Ryan, like, what are you? So obviously, you're working on these cars at the time.
Yep.
What are you seeing as some of the major things that like someone should prepare for
maintenance.
When they're doing it, maintenance wise? Like,
yeah, maintenance. I mean, before you even start modding a Cobalt, these Cobalts are getting so old now. Before you start doing anything, unless you're getting into the engine right away, just do the timing.
Yeah,
like these Cobalts are getting so old; they're over 100,000 miles, and anything over 100,000 miles, everybody knows they're known. If you don't do those guides, it's gonna break, and then you're down a whole engine or however bad it is.
It'll cost you a lot more to fix.
It'll cost you a lot more. So it's not that hard to do. I mean, we have some videos on it, and it's pretty simple. I mean, you line up all the dots and all the arrows and everything. And that's the first thing I would do. Once you get your car, is just plan on doing the timing. You don't got to take the engine out. You don't got to take. I mean, there's a front cover that you take off, and everything comes off super easy.
The belt cover.
And, yep.
There you go.
Just do the timing right away, and then do whatever else. Everything else you do to it, then the engine. Those engines are pretty dang solid. So.
And we have a guy. We have a guy that we have not had any issues with.
Yeah. No. That I mean, the upgraded guide is killer in terms of.
Reliability,
noise. It's the quietest that I've ever heard an Ecotec be. But also, you know, along that note, a lot of the failures in the timing chain system are from poor oil changes.
Mm-hmm.
And that tensioner is only fed by like what a 3/16 hole. It's really, really tiny. So you get some sludge in there, and then your tensioner doesn't have the oil pressure to keep the timing chain tight, and then that's when you start eating stuff up. So you know, obviously, with any car, good oil change maintenance is key. But, you know, maybe look into some nicer oils. Don't get your cheap, you know, AutoZone crap.
I mean, Mobil 1 is cheap.
You know, they'll do it for $20.
I mean, you can get Mobil 1 for, what, $25 for the jug? That's all you need on an Ecotec?
$25 or $30. And, you know, if you're just getting the car, maybe change the oil a little bit quicker. You know, the first couple times until you
wash that old stuff out, whoever was the previous owner.
Get it cleaned out. What about control arm bushings? How many Cobalts do you see with blown out control arm?
Everyone. Every single one.
Everyone.
I swear.
Guys, this is something I'm glad you brought that up. So for you guys that don't know about this, there is a control arm, ball joint specific issue that's come up with all these cars.
Oh, yeah.
So. For a very long time, it's not a very good way of getting the right size control ball joint on the car. So, when you go to any AutoZone, any advanced auto stuff, what they did was they never gave you a 19.5 or 20.5.
They split the difference
at 19.9 and 19.8.
Yep.
And so what that does on the LSJ side is it whoops out the hole.
Yeah, because it's too small and it
can
jiggle all around.
It's just going to wear it away.
Yep.
And then on the LNF side, it's the opposite.
It's just gonna crack
because it's freaking going over there. So the auto parts store has actually done a lot of harm to this, and now again we're working on fixing it. That's why we have the LNF knuckles, and we're gonna have LSJ ones.
And we have the right control arms.
We have the right control arms.
So if you need control arms, get them from us because they'll be the right size.
Yes.
And Ryan brings that up because so often people will get the correct size, the 25s on an LNF, whether it be an HHR or Cobalt, and they go to put it in, and they're like,
Don't fit.
Yeah.
The knuckles damaged.
The knuckles cracked.
Yeah.
And then up until recently, you couldn't find LNF knuckles. So that was another problem on itself. So ball joints, control arms.
Huge.
I mean, literally, if you've never done control arm bushings on your Cobalt or Ion or HHR, do them.
Yep. Like, you need them for sure. If you have a vibration when you're braking or any looseness in the steering, it's probably control arm bushings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On top of like the maintenance side, this isn't like a super maintenance item, but we've had a lot of cars come in lately, whether it be in, I know it's Cobalt episode, but Cobalt, HHR, anything, again, along the lines of they're getting older, the shift cables.
Yeah.
Ooh, like
something not a lot of people think about.
You have your hand on it when you're driving the whole time. If you have a manual, obviously, you have your hand on that shifter the whole time. And like that. We have a bunch of cars that come in and they're just gummy, like the shift cables.
They wear out over time, so you don't really notice it until you get a new set and you're like, holy
and
crap.
It feels
I've been driving
like
my car
new,
like this.
Yeah. Brand new car.
It blows your mind.
Yep.
You're like, never knew it could shift this good.
Yeah, everything's tight again.
It feels like you have a brand new transmission.
And fluid. Oh, yeah. People like, never change their transmission fluid.
Guys,
you should.
If you should, I would almost recommend doing it at the beginning of every season. Like, granted, if you're damaging your car, obviously it's not, but every summer
that's
season.
Not a bad idea.
I do it. I have it like, hey, let's go. I want to get a new Rattler on MT90 in it.
Like,
get in
there. What, 30 bucks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? It's not expensive.
And it's easy. It's worth
it. Yeah. And also, it makes it shift nice. And I have new cables. Oh, my God.
Yep. It feels like a brand new car. Like, yeah. You're shifting, I mean, 20 million times when you're driving the car. I couldn't tell you the exact time. All right?
Looks like we need more base model parts.
Yeah.
All the base model guys are coming out.
they want to know. Daniel Arnold asks, what about the ZSP LDK Cray motor and LF car? What about it? It's great.
Yeah.
It's amazing. That's
put it in there.
Yeah, put it in there. I'm not being a smart ass or anything. Excuse me. I'm not being a smart aleck. It's good. You put it in there. Like, it's.
And especially if you want to make power, just go with our Forge one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Rods and pistons and a Gen 3 block, and you're good for.
Like 500.
And they're built in house now, right?
Yep.
All our engines are built in house. So,
yeah, we've got two new engine machines. It's pretty incredible that we. It's not incredible that we took this long to get them, but obviously they were expensive. But being able to actually rely on the guys here that we trust to machine the engines and build them. Like,
shout out Chris Boltman. He does a good job with all the technical stuff.
Chris, the Boltmaster.
I can't imagine how stressful it was to, like, schedule an engine build.
Oh, my
God.
Well, yeah.
You just had to wait forever.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, well, you can bring your car in, and then it'll be at the machine shop for a month. Or more.
If we're lucky.
And then, it comes back and, it's not right. And it's got to go back. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
So that's key. But, with Cobalts in general, and on the topic of, best per dollar mod car, they're really great at all aspects of, like, what you could want to do with a car.
Yep.
The downfall being drag racing.
Yeah, I will say,
or street cred.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's right. So
that's true.
I will say the Cobalt for a bang for buck race car, like on like a road course or autocross,
they are good. It doesn't even make sense.
Insanely good.
So good.
It doesn't make
insanely
sense.
Insanely good.
Yeah, they handle so well.
Somebody brought it up in there. The Cobalt held the Nürburgring front wheel drive record for what, a decade?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's not much competition in the front wheel drive game. Honda came out with the Type R.
Yeah. Even still, then, I don't know. I think Type R did be, but there was another car that was like
Renault Clio.
Yeah.
Cars we don't get here.
Something.
Yeah. Something we don't get here. But again, people get mad that it beat the R34 GTR. I mean, it did. It did.
It did.
I mean, it had the same power and it's lighter.
So. With a friggin' beam in the back.
Yeah.
With
torsion, man.
I don't need rear suspension.
Yeah. So,
you didn't need a beam back there.
Beam.
So maintenance is a huge part about it, and I say it all the time. We talk about these cars, but I feel just like you guys take pride in the car. There is nothing wrong. Is it your first mod car? Yeah, probably or something. But there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I get it all the time. Like, people that really know cars and appreciate it come up to me at either when I'm driving the car and say, man, You played Need for Speed Most Wanted. You maxed out the first car you got, man. I'm like, yeah, I kind of did. I did everything I could do to it.
Then, just hitting the up button.
Yeah, just doing all the mods, doing everything you could do to it. But, in that point, like, I get a lot of people saying, man, I hate cars, but I love this one. Like, that's a huge comment to me. But I'm like, it shouldn't have to be. You should be like, oh, yeah, it's a Cobalt. We love seeing these things because people do them right.
Well, it's not hard to do. Especially from the little things, like we always talk about it, throw out your trash, like when you get somewhere, take care of it,
clean it.
Washing your car is probably one of the cheapest modding parts of like being a car enthusiast. Mm-hmm. Like you can go to AutoZone and get some decent car wash stuff for 30, 40 bucks.
It's so nice to do. And then you see the sludge just riding off the car and the wheels.
Oh, I know.
It's so nice.
It kills me right now for the blue car to be so dirty. But
oh, yeah.
It's getting a little warmer.
It's winter. Yeah, it's hard to keep it clean in the winter. There's always salt everywhere.
Always salt, and going through the Scratch-O-Matic is never the best.
Well, I'm going to the touchless one.
That's why.
$7 down at the corner.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I go to the touchless one.
Hey, but you got that premium paint protection on there.
Yeah.
All right.
Dude, that makes such a difference, though. Like, I never washed my car before when it was wrapped, but now I'm washing it like every week because I don't want it to rust.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
But even if it's a base model, like there's you know, because it's a base model, it gets a bad rap. But Adam's got a base model. I've got a base model. Like, or well, no.
Hey,
You are not a base guy.
I asked Preston about it.
Do not get.
I
it
said
back.
If your dad ever I'll wants give you to 50 sell bucks. It, no, I want it back. But like, well, you know, it shows. You know, whether you're making it go fast or you're just trying to have a nice car, you can do that. And you know, we all started somewhere, so if it might be a little paint in the wrong places, you know, you're painting your trim, you're painting whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
I didn't do that.
Get a little crazy with the accent
you
colors.
You never did that? Yeah.
I never took apart.
You like bought your cars new and like financed them, and you were like kind of an adult. We were like kids.
Yeah, that's true.
I never did that either. I definitely
spray painted stuff.
I never spray painted.
Yeah, like, cause like when I saw people like, cause the common thing back in my Como days, back in 05, like people would say, oh yeah, you take off your dash trim, you paint that the color of the car. I'm like, no, that's too much of that one color in that spot. No.
Half my build thread on CobaltSS.net was my different color dash trim.
Oh.
With what color code he used.
Because I did it like 7 times.
Yeah. So the only dash trim I did was like the ones that go straight across and around. Like that one you did. But the one, like the one the like bezel? around the bezel.
The Grand Prix dudes love to do that.
Yeah.
And that bezel is like this long because it's got the vents and everything in it, and it doesn't look good.
Painted plastic parts usually don't look
good. No, they really don't.
Yeah, I learned really quick that plastic and me and painting does not make sense.
No.
Well, I get why people do it. And they say, you know, like basically when you're 18, 19, 20, 21, you're bored at home.
And it's seven bucks for a can of paint.
Yep. And you're like, I want to do something up. To change up my car a
it's
little bit.
Mine now and then, when I paint
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and then you reach under in this little rally, so you try to push back the little plastic piece. You're like, wait a second. This could be blue like my car.
Well, and then another thing is
you
paint it.
Blue seats and blue door panels might as well.
You paint it and you clip it back on, but you broke half the clips.
Yeah.
And then the car is just rattly.
Yeah, that's a skill you learn over time, too, is how to take stuff apart without breaking it. Yeah. Cobalt's a good car to learn that on.
You learn that when it's older. Anything older, though.
Because, I mean, you got main dash piece, you got center, 2 sides, 2 bottoms. I mean, it's really like 7 pieces.
Yeah,
the whole dash is like 7 plastic pieces.
And a million screws.
And a lot of screws.
Yeah, but, this is part of a, you know, modding a Cobalt. You know, you get it, and sometimes I say, okay, let's I got a scenario for all of us. What would we do? So, all right, I'm going to start down there. Adam, you get...
What's he getting?
What?
Well, I said, what's he getting?
All right, so you are handed a keys to a 110,000 mile 2408 Sport. What?
That's basically like the car that I have. It's totally stock, or it was when I got it. So I have like a clean slate. I'm like starting over almost.
eBay intake. a bunch of painted interior pieces, a bunch of mismatched colors, and been disrepair. What do you do? How would you mod this Cobalt in the beginning?
Oh gosh, well it's all the stuff we talked about just now. It's like you gotta fix it first, right? It sounds like it's in not a great state if it's got all those parts on it. So I would probably go through the maintenance, you know, make sure the suspension and steering are up to snuff.
Yeah,
and then go straight for power mods, probably.
Straight for power mods. Yeah. All right, so since we're on it now, since you opened the door,
you got the big block.
Yeah.
What would you like? So, what kind of power mods do you think? Like, how would you build out a 2.4? Because give some people some ideas. Like, how would Adam go through the ZZB catalog and build a 2.4?
You do have to be careful, but I would definitely go for a turbo kit.
Right away?
Yeah.
Off the block?
For sure.
Oh my God. All right. Okay, well,
make sure you have a good tune. Make sure you have your supporting mods like fuel pump, injectors, all the good stuff.
Yeah.
But you can easily make mid 300s on a 2.4, a totally stock engine.
You ballsy.
The fuel pump's a big one that a lot of people don't realize is the base model fuel pump was lesser than the LSJ.
Yeah, they're not all created equal.
So you can't, I mean, like a LSJ or an LNF stock pump, great pumps.
They'll go for a pump.
So, and I believe you can drop an LSJ pump into
the 2.2
if you can find one, but at this point they're all so high miles that I don't even know if you can get an OEM one anymore.
Yeah, you can. $210 bucks.
I bought that fuel lab one for like 120 or 130 or whatever. So there's definitely some better stuff out there that you can get.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm a turbo guy, so that's what I would go for.
What turbo?
Oh, man. If you want to go like budget and go like entry level kit, I know it doesn't fit on a 2.4 technically, but go something technically. Like that. But I would go for the full frame, like 2.57 or 2.52.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Blow it up first.
I was going to say, he's going to say, like, literally, we're just going to blow it up right away. All right.
He ain't worried about timing, bud. He's just going to blow her up right away.
He didn't even start.
2025, mobile mods, blow it up. Step one. Then start.
Eject Dorado, cuz.
Have a little fun for a couple of days.
All right. All right. So
my brother's car lasted like 2 years on that 3076 with a stock engine.
All right.
And a 747 in the 8th.
I don't know
what that translates to real drag times.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so
like low 11?
Yeah. No, it is fast. I never understand 8 mile times.
So Adam, your car's blown up. You're out of running.
All right, Tyler's turn.
You can't drive it for the whole summer.
Can't drive it for the whole summer. You got it for less than a week, and you already blew it up. Fantastic. All right, Tyler, you are handed a fresh 20K mile. Rally yellow with G85 package 06 LSJ.
He just spent like 15 grand on that thing.
No, I said he's handed it.
Well, yeah, but that's a rare
find.
Yeah. So, how does Tyler mod a car in 2025?
Does he still have his blue car?
No. Oh. He has no other cars. No. Say you and Erica have the Encore. That's it. You have Encore, and then somehow you have your SL2 Saturn right now.
I never had an SL2.
Oh, whatever the heck.
SC2.
Whatever that Saturn was.
Letters and numbers, it doesn't matter.
You're just saying that so he can't blow it up.
Yes.
Well, it's hard to blow up an LSJ, so there's that.
It's been a couple of people that have done it.
Yeah. All right, so Tom, how would you mod this car beginning to end? What would you do?
I honestly think that if it was my only mod car, I would go for a C54 entry level kit.
Okay. Yeah. So you do your
full cooling mods.
Okay.
So like you can start out with the cooling mods on the blower while you save up for the turbo kit. Yeah. And then all that stuff is going to just benefit you later. And the entry level is, you know, I mean, 2.57 kit is great. But
it's a
lot more work. There's some drawbacks with it. You've got the MAF and the charge tube, which has its own negatives.
Yep.
You know, it's just getting farther and farther away from stock. So I think because it retains the supercharger coolant system, because it's really just a manifold and a turbo and two pipes.
Yeah.
Like, it's very easy to install. The hardest part is dropping the oil pan. But keep it on, like, 20 pounds.
Yeah. Oh, light boost. Okay.
And 93.
LSJ's cheat codes. The entry-level kit is cheat codes.
It really is.
Entry-level kit has definitely makes the game different. So.
It's hard to beat for the dollars, for the install, like, time and ease. And
fun ability.
Yeah, you can make 300.
If that's a word.
Yeah. Well, you don't need to go balls to the wall to have, like you were saying, like a mid 300 to 400 horsepower car.
It's so fun.
It's so much fun.
And usable. And
you don't have to blow it up.
Yeah,
and you don't.
you don't have to blow it up.
Keyword have to. And it wants to. But it's so like the
The drivability is good.
You don't have the lag of a bigger turbo.
Yeah.
You don't. It's instant power, all the way to power band.
Yeah.
Like
it'll rip the tires loose in a second. Like,
yeah.
Or all the way to red line, I guess.
Yeah.
But.
And you can still rev it out. And that's one of the keys to the LSJ is the
man.
Rev.
What's crazy is like I love this because like I never said budget. I didn't say any of this. So you guys are making good calls. But
yeah.
Tyler, you're done for the summer because your F-35 just decided to say bye bye.
Well. Yeah, the 35 is the downfall.
So now you have 1, 2, 4.
No, you never lose third.
Oh, you did. You lose third and fifth. Cause that's
I thought it was second and fifth. Yeah.
When you torque spike your LNF,
I lost second and fifth.
I lost one to two synchro. And that was it. But I was like, oh,
yeah.
Well, you know what the problem is? In any LSJ, second gear is just party gear.
Yeah.
It's so everybody any F-35, you're chucking that thing into second and you're ripping it.
Yeah, that's not
third gear is like, all right, okay, yeah, fun. But second gear,
like the 3-4 is usually, you know, you can no lift it, but yep. It's pretty good. Second, though,
it's always party gear.
Yeah,
it's always party gear. That's why it just see you later, bud.
Yeah,
see you later.
Yeah.
But there's the F-40.
That's how. No one said it. I'm like, I'm trying.
Well,
to
even, after I blew up my F-35,
you didn't want to just go out the rip and get an F-40? What do you mean? Yes, you. Oh my god.
You. How many miles did it have?
What?
How many miles did my car have? My yellow car that you just gave me?
Oh, yeah.
320,000
So it's brand new.
It's brand new, baby.
It'll last a while.
Yeah, through like two gear pools.
It's all right.
Yeah, man.
It's on gas. It's not making
money. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
it's not making money.
All right, Ryan. Your car. You. Oh. I will be. Go
ahead. Sorry. Don't want to interrupt. Yeah, no, go, but go, like go, Ryan was saying, currently, blue car's in the bay. We're making some updates to our F-40 kit.
Fancy updates.
There it is, boys. Y'all heard it here first.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, you're not. You're fine. My emails just blew up, though. My emails.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, my.
And we got brand new 0-mile F-40s. We're making some improvements to the kit. Hopefully, that'll be out soon.
I got
to
get my parts ready.
Super, super pumped for that.
Oh, yeah. That's
super pumped for a F-40 in my car.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't need it at all.
No, it does.
No excuse. You're just talking about entry level, weren't you?
Yeah. All right, Ryan, here you go. You, sir, you get the cream of the crop.
Cream of the crop. All
you
right,
get
it.
You get the 2009.
Oh, we got a porous block. Oh no!
Ryan is so disrespecting me in every way. Anyway, you're getting a
You're mad at LSJ.
No, you're getting a 2009 sedan.
Oh, I like this. Man.
Yeah, all see, right. You didn't even let me finish.
All right, what color?
You're getting a white one.
All right, I'm good with white.
You're getting a white. It better be. So
right,
you're getting a white 09 sedan.
Like 300,000.
With no, I was gonna give you a right 30K.
Oh, woo. She ain't even broke in
that's
yet.
10K for that thing.
Ooh. Correct. That's definitely 10K for that car.
Noah Hammock, honestly.
Go with an F40.
F40, Noah.
All day.
Noah.
They're cheaper, right? You can get them at a junkyard. You can't,
pretty much.
You can't find an F4 or F35 at a junkyard.
Well,
I think they're smoother.
Well, yeah.
Just the trans itself is
just
like
more available.
Yeah. Yep. So, very quick F-35 with F-40. So, this is I would say, probably one of the biggest Achilles heels of the platform.
Oh, absolutely.
The platform. So, the transmission. The F-35 were never intended to make more than stock power. Like, a 382 LNF F-35 was rated for 260 torque. Guess what it makes stock? 260 torque.
Yeah.
That's what it's rated for. So, guys, the F-35, gearing-wise, is a fantastic choice.
Oh, yeah.
Gearing-wise, it's huge. Like, the 382 matches perfectly with the LNF. The 405 matches perfectly with the LSJ,
yep,
etc. However, the shaft design is what makes it weak.
Uh-huh.
That is what will break. That is what will hurt the car. And anytime you try to push any sort of power in the car, that's what your issues you're going to have with it.
And you know, it's shafts and then the case design, too. B3 Designs.
Yes.
Jason Proto used to make an actual case brace for the F-35 because you could upgrade the gears and do all that, like put a 445 in it.
Yeah.
Or, even Quaife made a 6-speed conversion, which is
very rare. We've worked on three of them.
Yeah.
Great.
I've never even seen one.
It's been here since you've been here. It's an Ion, because I forget his name, but he has an Ion with a quiet 6-speed version.
Yeah. But yeah, so, you know, you can bulletproof all that, but then the case flexes and it breaks. So, like you were saying, going to an F-40 is
F-40. So I was, again, I was the first customer to have an F-40 fucking, excuse me.
Where's the jar?
Yeah,
Where's the jar?
The jar,
right?
Yeah.
Would be rich.
But it's been like over 10 years. Well over 10 years. And I have never driven a nicer transmission. Like, did I like my 382? I love my 382. Yeah. It broke on a dyno when Matt was like dynoing it. In third gear after the pool was done. It broke after the pool. So, but the F-40, it's serviceable. Like with you've got to take it apart.
Yeah, you can split it apart rather than like the F-35 isn't as
easy to get apart and get the individual gears off of there.
Yeah.
Like, because second and, I don't know, is anybody even service the F-35?
Not anymore. They, yeah, B-3, like he said, did, but they're a lot harder to work on.
Yeah.
For sure, compared to an F-23 or an F-40.
Yeah.
End Crisis saying, can you swap from an F-23 to an F-40? Yes.
Yeah, you can.
Cobalts are all the same, so the mounts all line up and everything. If you buy the kit, it should work.
The F-23, so I get a few customers calling.
Don't you just have to add an intermediate shaft, or no?
You do, but it would...
Our kit includes that.
So, with the F-23, so I just want to go out because it's commonplace now, like, again, mining a Cobalt in this to get rid of the Achilles heel. People say F-23 is stronger. Technically, slightly. But the reason people go to F-23 is because they're cheap and easy to find.
Yeah.
That is not, they're not, you cannot hold the same as an F-40. It's just cheaper to do
and than an F-40. Well, yeah, compared to an F-40. But I would argue that it is stronger than an F-35. So the F-35 is a two-shaft design.
Yep.
And then the F-40 and the F-23 are both three-shafts. So that helps with the torque distribution and the case flexing like Tyler was talking about. So you don't have that issue on the 23 or the 40.
Yeah. It's just the 23 still, the gear sets and those are still weaker than the F-40.
And you don't have an LSD in an F-23. Yes. No F-23s came with an LSD, so that's a huge downfall.
Yeah.
And the only aftermarket LSD is...
It's $1,100.
Holy God.
I have one.
Jeez.
And you end up with an axle that is this long.
Yeah, that's another downfall of 23.
Yeah, so guys, so when you have that too, what is nice about the LNF and LSJ is too, they have the symmetrical axles on both sides. Versus the 2.2 and 2.4 cars on the F-23, you have one axle this one and one axle. That's about
they're so long. Which leads to some torque steer.
Yeah. So you're going to be doing...
At least it's always predictable because it will always go to the right.
It is predictable.
There is that, but...
I miss that.
But yeah, so I especially because just the drivability, the smoothness, the availability to make and can keep making power, the F-40 just wins. Is it more expensive?
Yes,
but it is an investment that you will have to.
And even the OEM clutch holds so a good. Ton of power.
Yep, ton of power.
Like,
be quiet.
A factory LNF clutch can hold factory power.
Yeah.
Like on the F-35. So you're already taking the trans out, doing the clutch. Like, I'm not saying ditch your perfectly good F-35 day one.
Yeah.
But you really want to take your car to the next level, whatever that might be, autocross. Autocross. The F-35 does have the gear ratio.
It has a slightly better. However, depending on whether you get the Saab or the Regal, that can mitigate it somewhat. Yeah. The Saab is a little better for autocross stuff.
And that's one point to the F-23 is that
they have
also
a ton of gears,
a ton of gear ratio.
Yeah, they have a ton.
A 370 or a 363 all the way up to a 441, which is a big spread.
Yeah,
that's like completely different cars at that point.
Yeah.
Well, one came in an SUV and one came in a small car. So,
Ryan, I don't forget about you. So, you now have this white sedan LNF.
What you doing?
That's all stock.
All stock.
All stock. And again, you can do whatever you want to it. What are you doing?
I'll point out one and he gave Ryan the nice one.
All stock.
I slowly got progressively better.
Well, I mean, all base models are whopped. Like,
you know what the first thing I'm doing is? Just because personal experience.
Yeah.
I've had, just a really bad day with this. We're on transmission talks just to get an F-40.
My man.
Right away. That's the first, before power, before anything.
Yeah.
I've had some...
That's the first mod?
Well, me and Tyler... Tyler had this Ion, all right? And Bo. And it went through... And we all ragged on her. Pretty good. And
to be fair, the car had 225,000 miles when I bought it.
And
it
240 was when I had it.
Yeah. And from 225 to 240, it was at 22 to 25 pounds on a Z54. All day, every day.
Bo never turned it down. You never turned down. I never turned it down.
You guys.
That poor Aya works in one direction.
She,
That poor Aya. Y'all treated her like a prostitute.
No head studs. I don't think it had head studs.
No,
in it.
That didn't have studs.
It had cams by the point you had it, but no head studs.
Yeah, we had some transmission issues on that car. I think Bo put one in. I think.
I didn't touch it.
Bo might have put two in. I put a clutch in it and then blew up the trans and then sold it out. Yeah. Gone. Yeah.
Well, it is interesting. We actually had a customer that did that. They came with mostly stock cars. It's like a Boltron LNF. It came in and did it at 40. I just want to do this right away. Yeah. And I don't think they did their Boltron. They never came back. Like, he's still driving his car and just going to town.
Well, then it's fun. Like, if you take this low mile. All right, and you throw a big turbo on it, or you throw power at it, and you throw it on E, and you do cams and everything, and that trans, second gear since you're partying. Second gear says, see you later, bud.
Yeah.
and then all these mods, then you're sitting on this car for the whole winter, the whole summer, when all your friends are out there having fun, because they got F40s.
Yep.
Yeah.
they have
just
F40s.
Just do it right away, and then you can do whatever you want.
And realistically,
she'll take it.
Yeah, the swap kit costs money, and the transmission costs money. But you can get a brand new 0 mile F40 for $1,000.
And then eBay
bucks.
Around.
Like, and we've got them on our site too. Or you can find I saw a used one posted today for $300.
Oh my god!
Out of a Regal.
It's fine. $100. It's fine.
And you can, like Ryan said, you can take it apart. You can service it.
And we sell LSDs for them too, so you can get an LSD one. It just does everything you need.
Yeah. You know the good part about the F40s though. We're talking about serviceability. When do we gotta service them?
Exactly.
We're talking about servicing these F40s, but your cars, that trans has been in there for who knows how long. And like all these F40s that we put in the cars, actually had to service them?
Yeah.
Even though you could, but
you could.
Yeah.
We haven't had to.
I want to grab Pons BMW says, a Cobalt SS or a Sonic a better base to start from? So
we're talking about Cobalt.
I'm very biased, but I'm going to give the unbiased opinion this. But we can go around too. It really depends on what you're looking for.
Yeah, I was gonna say that too.
Absolutely. Because they are two very different cars. If your idea is for power and to make power,
and to do it very cheaply, a discipline, like roll racing or
the Cobalt
or something,
is going to win hands down versus
sure.
Sonic.
Yeah.
Now, if you want a little bit nicer of a daily driver, something you can mod on and beat on and like not break the speed limit all the
better
gas mileage and stuff.
Way better gas mileage.
Yeah.
Just a nicer car.
Just an overall nicer fitting finish. The Sonic is better for that. Yep. You know, the Sonic car, it's like Tim Sonic RS is a very nice car.
The interior is worlds
better
worlds than
better.
A Cobalt. Like,
super affordable.
Yeah.
Well, you got your Bluetooth too.
Yeah. All your daily driving.
Yeah, creature comforts, heated seats, that
nice radio.
Yeah.
Depending on if you got an auto, you got a remote start.
Yeah. So, like, I think they're both good, but it also just depends on what you do. Like, I want to do autocross only stuff. I would say a Sonic is better. Like, in most cases, like, if you say, want to do an autocross car.
Yeah.
A Z04 or, I said Z04 already. We talk about
every. Start with the big turbo.
Yeah. Either a Z04 or a V3 with basic bolt-ons is going to be a crazy autocross car.
The Sonic handles very, very... I mean, and it's basically the same setup as a Cobalt.
Yeah.
It's got a beam in the back. It doesn't have camber adjustment in the front, which is kind of a downfall, but...
Yeah.
Get coilovers.
Coilovers you can. At least you got the knuckle adjustment. Yeah. But
It's actually remarkably a lighter car, slightly, because Cobalts are light.
Yeah.
The Sonic is like 27. The Cobalt's 29. Cobalt is a very light, very light car.
Sonics, from the get, they have a better transmission.
Mm-hmm.
The M32 is... really good transmission.
Tighter ratios for
sure. It's got some downfalls, but you can find it in a bunch of different ratios. You can change the ratios the gears. Like, obviously a lot of people won't do that, but affordable LSDs, a lot of different mods, short shifters.
Yeah, get your short shifters.
They seem to be able to hold up a decent amount of power too.
But you're not really breaking
the iron block thing is so strong.
Yeah.
It's so insane. Like you were saying, 700 on the stock
now,
LE5 was
on the other
shivering.
Hand, again, it's literally what you're looking for though. So personally, if it were me, I would choose a Cobalt every day because I feel like it's a little more of a balanced vehicle. Because if a 5.0 Mustang wants to pull up on a snow car, it's going to have a real goddamn day.
Yeah.
Versus a kind of flawed Sonic, probably not have that much of an issue with.
A Z04 is a very, very, very fun zip-around-town car.
Yeah.
But you're not going to embarrass people with
it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A 257 Cobalt?
Yeah.
You're embarrassing.
You are gonna it is rowdy, it is visceral.
Oh yeah.
You're just doing all this crazy stuff, trying to keep the car straight.
It's so good.
We all can't wait to drive our Cobalt.
Yeah, I know. I'm not gonna lie.
This whole podcast is brought to you by the fact that it was 50 degrees this week. Yeah. And I'm like, and
give me Cobalt. Itching to go.
Like I'm literally running out of stuff to do, so I'm like finding stuff. I'm like, oh yeah, I can take off my turbo and do a T51 R mod and then put it back on.
You are so far in.
Oh my god!
You're like, you're just walking around the car and you're like, This hasn't been touched in a while.
For those of you that don't know, because again, my goal. So I like to make a goal when I build a car. Like my goal from the get go is to show people and be a representation of this community that hey, Cobalts can be cool and they should be respected. Yeah. That's kind of what I've always gone for with this car, and I feel like so far I've been doing a pretty good job of that.
Yeah, for sure.
So like I'm going to at this point in time, yeah, pretty much. So at this point, yeah, I'm running out of stuff. This last year, you know what I did? I changed the carpet in the car. I had the carpet changed to a red carpet because I'm like,
that's pretty cool.
I love it. And I will never change it. But it's like, what else do I have left to do? And this year, I'm like, what else do I have left to do? Like, I'm trying to find a crazy looking oil pan. Like, it's.
Dude, you got a different headliner in there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been at that. Oh, yeah. It's all Alcantara suede and everything.
I think I remember that. Haven't seen it in so long. It was driving the wind.
Yeah. It's a thing. Like,
Sebastian asks, can you make the F32? What's an F32?
He probably means M32.
Different bell housing pattern between the Ecotec and the Sonics. Because we thought about that. We were like, oh, we made an M32 swap kit for the Ecotec, but it's way off. And the starter is on the wrong place. And like, it's just not going to work.
So, Slow says, how do I make my cruise embarrass people? Well, so it's a that's a scale. It depends on who you're trying to embarrass. It's a scale.
Embarrass yourself just by driving. So,
put a big sticker on it.
So
get a Cobalt.
I think the Cruise is a Delta II chassis platform vehicle. It is a capable car.
Oh yeah.
But y'all working with a cube discrepancy right now. So there's a amount of engine discrepancy. And you can mod the car to be very quick and very fun. Like I have my 1.4 sign that you guys know I'm always throwing that thing and racing everybody and getting it's fun. It is a fun car. But to really make it embarrass people, like it's a level. Like if you are looking
how far do you want to take
it? Yeah, are you looking to embarrass Mustangs? That's gonna be a challenge. They start off with literally like 400 more horsepower than you.
Mustangs have almost 500 horsepower.
Well,
it depends where too.
The biggest thing
between like the Sonics and like a Cobalt is you get a Cobalt on the highway, that thing will rip.
Yeah, that's it.
You get a Sonic on the highway, and she's got the power, but she doesn't have the displacement and everything. Like 0-60 in a Z04 fully built modded Sonic, that thing will rip off the line.
Oh, yeah.
It'll destroy a lot of cars off the line. Stoplight.
Yep.
But if you're taking, we don't condone highway racing. But if you get on some private street in the middle of Mexico,
well done.
and it's a long highway, then it might be better off to go.
You might have to worry about the Dodge Caravan or Chrysler Pacifica.
Yeah, you get something with a V8, it's going to be hard to.
Yeah, and, another point is a lot of the cruises, were auto.
Yes.
And on the 1.4s, man, that thing sucks.
FYI, guys.
Sucks power.
A manual, like Eco Cruise or Eco Sonic, a manual Sonic will make usually like 120 to 130 on.
Yeah.
A automatic will make usually about 100.
Yeah.
If that, I want to give you that. That's the range of power. That's stock.
Yeah. And then it's percentage from there. Yeah. I mean, we just had a cruise in here that made 250 wheel on a
Z04.
Right? Yeah. Yep. That's fantastic.
Which is the highest auto cruise that we've ever dynoed.
Yep.
Cool. Awesome. That same exact mod list on a manual car
would make 300.
Make 300.
Yes. Yep. So, and that just goes to show you, but. So,
too much time talking about Sonics and Cruises.
Correct. Yes, we
did. Yeah, man. Cobalt. It's about Cobalt, all right?
So you would finish it off, you F40 the car. What did you do anything for power, anything like that?
For power?
Yeah.
Oh, what do we got? LMF?
We got bolt-on options.
Yeah,
it's easy. It's so easy.
400-500 easy on LMF, baby cakes.
Easy, baby.
We got to do a bigger turbo.
You got to.
Put a 7163
on. I'm a slight
disappointed. You got an F40. You can.
I'm slight disappointed with all you guys. There's some very small things I wish I would have heard. Just small things. Like our base bushings. all your touch point stuff.
Oh, that's all included.
Yeah, like what's happening?
We want to go fast. We want to go fast.
Well, yeah, your car don't run. And your car doesn't run. And your car no transmission anymore. So,
we want to go fast. That'll fix everything else.
But I like you know your touch point stuff, like a short shift.
Oh yeah,
then like your base bush absolutely. Like that. That huge on a Cobalt.
I mean, I would take what I did to the blue car. So LNF seats, new steering wheel, shifter, bushings, mounts, all that, and then
The key to doing all the good stuff in the LSJ is to put all LNF stuff in it. The grill, the seats, the radio, but everything LNF in it makes the LSJ good. You heard it from Tyler himself.
And it has the superior engine.
And it's slower all the time.
All right, so. You get.
You're doing me. Dang.
Oh, well, you can't give yourself one.
Give him right? Sebastian's question.
Yeah, I like
yeah,
that.
Ryan, you get an auto LE5 Ion. It's basically a Cobalt, so it counts. It's a Delta.
What am I doing to it?
What are you doing to it?
All right,
it's like that's selling.
What Sebastian wants to know. All right, I got a plan.
Ion
all right.
3, the highest trim level you can have.
Ion's got a 2.4, so yeah, so LE5.
So I have an 07 Ion 3.
Yep.
Auto.
Yep.
What am I doing to it? All right. First thing I do, get on Marketplace. Find an LNF. Sell the auto. Get an LNF. okay. Is that my car?
Yeah. That's
okay.
Your
car. All right. So actually, what's funny is that's the 2.4 Delta is the only Delta I haven't owned.
I don't. Same. I need one.
Yeah. I have a 2.2. Yeah. So I think for this car, I will go full DD spec on this car. Obviously I can't do a lot of stuff that I want to do to it. So, I can't even do our ZTP coder intake. Can I have a Cobalt? Can I have an auto C4 Cobalt?
You buy our base model supercharger kit. That's a perfect thing.
I don't want to boost it.
You don't want to boost it?
You need that supercharger.
No, okay. All right.
Sebastian,
so
buy the supercharger kit.
And I can't trade him for the same price as Cobalt.
He's good.
Oh, okay. So, I would do something a little different than all my other because I've owned an LSJ, I've owned the LNF, obviously. I want to do an NA build on this car. So I would do our LE5 ported head. Ooh, I would do, okay. That comes to our 82-pound valve springer tanks and do LE5 cams with it. I would make our ZZP Cobalt intake fit, this whatever. then I'll probably do like a mid-length header downpipe with our catback on it. From there, I think I would do our iron redline coilovers,
Absolutely.
So I can drop it down. Since it's a 5-lug array, because it's a 2.4 car, I would do the 12.25 brakes.
Ooh,
12.25 brakes.
Yep.
I would probably try to upgrade to LNF wheels. LNF wheels to lower down all that stuff, and it mostly has most of the stuff to make it look like an iron red line. So it looks pretty good. ZZP. I would try to modify the shifter. No, it's an auto car. Never
mind. You can swap to a Saturn Aura.
No, I'm good.
Shifter. You just need the 1.02. Yeah. I think it'll be shifting right.
Yeah. So I'd get a remote tune 1.0 cams, valve springs, full bolt ons, and then lower it with wheels, tire, suspension. And that's it.
On a 2.4, that would probably be pretty fun.
And that's what. I've always
been curious about building an NA.
Yeah.
And that's for your car is the perfect one. That's what I would do with it. Like you do a full NA build just so. You know what it does, and then I don't know, we can maybe build out some more aggressive cams for it. Something like that. Yeah. So a full NA build.
You could do
and it's a lot and it's pretty affordable.
Yeah.
You know what's good about building the highest, like a fast NA build? You can always add boost
layers. Yeah, once you boost it, that's just that much better.
That's what
Richard Holder says. He's like, add boost, just makes it much better.
But if I had this one, I was like, I know what this car is for. And like, I feel like I'm pretty good at looking at the big picture. Like, all right, am I going to be beating anything? Even with a blower, I'm going to make like 220 horsepower. Like, am I really going to be beating a lot of stuff? Probably not that much stuff besides other ions and Cobalt stuff like that. So, but I don't need to do that. So I'll do a cool NA build and have fun with the car and just like, Go to meets and stuff like it's nothing special, but it's I love it and it's enjoying. That I would get my personal enjoyment just from a cool aggressive NA car because I've always wanted to build one too.
It'd be a fun autocross car.
Yeah,
especially with the coilovers and stuff.
Yeah, that is what I would do.
All right.
If I had,
I want to jump back to what I was gonna say though because we're gonna give you an 07 Sport Tint Coat Red LSJ.
Ooh, a Sport Tint Coat Red LSJ 07?
Yeah. Okay, no sunroof.
No.
Yeah. What are you keeping it on the blower or are you turboing it?
Ooh, for this one, okay, all right. So, give me interior color.
Oh, boy. Well, it's an 07, so it's black.
Oh, it's black. Okay. Yep. All right. So.
Yeah, you should know that. Come on. Yeah,
you're right. All right. So, 07 LSJ Sports Hit Core Red. First thing you do with this car, F40. F40.
Same transmission. Yeah. All right.
So I would F40 this car. I think the next thing I would do, I'm not a big fan of it, but it would just be a fun car to do and keep clean. No, in fact, so no.
That's what he said about his car.
Yeah, I was about to say that, but I was like, I thought about it. I'm like, no, that's an absolute waste of money. Okay, I think I would come up to ZZ Performance, and I think the first thing with this super clean car, I'm like, you know what? We're gonna go right to a stage 3 entry level kit for this car.
Oh, okay.
I would do entry 57? Level kit. All right. Yeah, with a 57 entry level stealth heat exchanger, dual pass, option B. Mm-hmm. Get the car set up with cams and a ported head.
Ooh.
Do that, F40, all that stuff, get that clean.
And you have a challenge car.
Yeah. Essentially. So but while it's off, I'm gonna get that valve cord, power cord, because I will, for admitting, the LSJ has a very clean, very easy. Okay. Yeah. You do valve cover. Yep. And I hear ZZ Performance is finally making a coral cover for that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hear ZZ Performance. Did you LSJ guys hear that? We're making a coral cover. So I do that, get that all cleaned up, polished up, looking real good. Put LNF wheels on it, put an LNF grill on it, put LNF seats in it.
All the LNF stuff.
Put all LNF stuff in the car. I will keep the wheels silver. Because I feel that.
I like to polish wheels.
Yeah, polish wheels
silver
is good.
On the red.
So I have those wheels, but then instantly I'm like, I'm like a stock LNF now. I got to do better. So then I do a ZZP 5x114.3 swap on the car with a 14.5 brakes and get some JDM TE37 in bronze on this thing.
All right.
Z57 on this thing, cams, ported head, all the ZZP bolt ons with the shifter bushings and all that stuff. Come get this Gat train. Oh,
wheels so light.
Yeah,
faster than you.
Yeah. All right. Hold on. I'm sorry. I did forget a few more things. You got to tint that hoe. You got to tint that hoe.
You don't want anyone to see you driving.
Yeah. No. Not the
LSJ. On this side,
you got to do like the 50%. And then no. If I would do 35. 35 right. On those side.
50?
No. 35s.
He's trying to keep it legal.
Yeah. And then across the top, then you do like a real dark tint across the top. Yep. Or just a ZP banner.
Yeah.
So then after that, after I'm racing somebody, doing all this stuff, like throwing some gears.
Beep.
Nope. I have a turbo in the car. Oh. Remember, I'm going fast. I'm revving the 8K. And all of a sudden, because it's an LSJ, boom! You know, then all of a sudden it blows up because I'm beating the snot out of it. So then I do the almighty.
Didn't you put an F40 in it?
No, it's not the trans.
Oh, okay.
The
engine doesn't blow up.
Listen.
Listen,
LSJ.
I have a
here.
Tyler get plus the pluses. Like, hey, Ryan, you should stop pressing the pluses. No, Tyler, give me more pluses, more timing. I'm blowing this hoe up. And then from there, you put an LNF in it, and then from there,
they
hey, we're good.
The LNF, though, there's no pluses with the boosties. You just turn a dial.
That's great. We're golden. We're going.
Crank that thing up.
Talking about some LSDs here. Is a Team Green LSD actually work? Yes, it will definitely make a difference over not having one. You should still be able to get the Quaife. I would contact them. They're in the UK, so it might be hard to get, but you should be able to still get it.
Quick LSD talk for Cobalt guys. Guys, LSDs, if you're going straight line stuff, they're not that important. And this is going to be honest. They're not that important. Like, if it will make a minor difference on the street, very minor. But if you are doing road course stuff and turning fast, it was 100% makes a good difference. But you do not need an LSD for if you're going straight line stuff. It's almost irrelevant. Almost irrelevant.
Yeah.
But yes, the inserts do work. So for you F23 guys, that's a good option because it's a lot cheaper than the Quaife.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you break it, you just go to the junkyard and get another one.
Get another one. Yeah, because F23 stuff.
But, can the KO4 support LNF stage 2 cams? Probably not a good idea.
Right? It can, but so if you're doing if
turbos run out of the air at high RPM, you want cams to run to high RPM. Doesn't
so,
seem like a good combo.
So if you're doing a max effort KO4 build, you will want cams.
Because for sure, that's your goal.
Yeah, they are benefiting. They will benefit from the cams. So we had like Noah did a full bolt on E85 ported head cans, and he's making like mid 300s, which is exactly what their cars make. Anyone that's saying that you make a 300 on without all that stuff, you're Donald Reese happy. It is what it is. Speaking of too, in all seriousness, so if Matt Meekoff is listening, our LNF tuner, he and I get very heated discussions, you know. And all, like, so the LSJ and LNF, I talk our stuff, but they are very similar and they make good power. They both make good power and they are both viable engines. And if you have to, if you told me I had to modify LSJ, I'm not going to be upset about it.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. I talk crap, it's what I do. But I keep seeing people saying, oh, the LNF has, you know, fueling issues. What fueling issues? People keep saying, oh,
people
it's not 2010 anymore.
Engine far enough to have fuel.
That's exactly. We are not limited by fuel here.
Yeah.
That's not an issue.
It's 2025.
It's 2025. And Matt Meekoff made 700 wheel horsepower
and
15 years
ago? On stock Opel, on stock injectors, not Opals, and a fifth injector. On like, 716.
It's not that hard.
You just put Opals in a fuel cam, you'll be fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, guys, like again, we give each other crap, and that's the LNF and LJ rivalry is part of the fun of it, but. People say, oh, you have fueling issues. You're going to run the fuel limitations. With what power? The power that these cars and people are making.
Nobody's making that ever,
run, like, you got to be making 800-900 run out of fuel.
Yeah.
You ain't doing it.
And then if you're making that much power, you can figure something out.
Yeah, exactly. If you are, send us an email. We'll help you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we would love to help. That'd be great.
Yes. So, people are like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to, you know, yeah, well, LSJ can make 550, 500 without cans. At that power level, you have cams in the car. Both cars have cams in the car.
Yeah.
Guys.
You have
to. You do the same thing in the cars. You same thing in the cars. They're fine. Quit trying to limit yourself saying LNFs have fueling issues. They don't.
Yeah.
We've been making power all dang on.
That's cope for the LSJ guys.
Yeah.
It is a coping mechanism. Yeah.
Ethan, an LSD for Kirby Mountain Roads? Absolutely.
100%.
It'll make a huge difference there.
100%.
Yeah. Mountain roads, yes.
Anything where the wheels aren't straight.
Yes.
It'll benefit.
Correct. That is where an LSD shines. And, you know, it's a mindless thing for people that want to talk about LSD, which is cool. I want the same thing. But just know you're not going to be like, oh, yeah, my car gets way more traction and strength. Like, no, it doesn't. It's the exact same. Turning, totally different story.
Yeah. And, like Connor said, LSJ guys with fueling issues. At the same time, the LSJ is really, really dumb. Like,
yeah.
It's that's part of the draw to it. It is that the PCM's stupid.
It's kind
of
nice.
The engine's like, it's very minimalistic in a way.
It's very visceral and raw. So, yeah.
But you start throwing in injectors that are three times the size of stock.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to start scaling stuff and you got to, you know, it's not like, oh, yeah, you just throw bigger injectors in an LSJ. No, it's not.
Not quite that easy. Yeah.
Well, and the way they make power, because they don't have the VVT.
Yeah.
Yep.
Totally different.
The LSJ versus an LNF, you might have a little bit of a laggier power curve on an LSJ rather than like an LNF where you can change the timing on it.
Exactly. Like, and that's the thing. It's a VVT. The LNF is a VVT car. So typically you'll make more torque and have a little bit medium of a power band on an LNF, you know, power for power.
You might have better low end on an LNF with the same. Similar setup on an LSJ, you know.
Exactly. But the LSJ make compensate because it revs higher.
Yep.
You know, like LSJ you stop around 7,400, 7,500. The remember, stage three cams, you can go a little bit higher, but like the LSJ can just go to 8K. That's what it does.
Really
just go to 16K?
Yep. And if you have an 06 LA5, it can also go to 16K.
Hey.
Good luck.
It really just depends where you want to.
I'm doing it tomorrow. Tonight.
Once.
What you're doing with the car. I mean, that's the biggest thing with like modding is what do you want to do with it? I mean, you were talking about that earlier and like,
a lot of people do. Baby.
Yeah. If you want that low end and you're going to do autocross or anything, and maybe you want a supercharged car, like an LSJ or
like
to
a
get
supercharged
that quick
LSJ
response
from stoplight to stoplight is way more fun.
Yep.
Yeah. Than a turbo LSJ because
supercharged is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a ton of fun.
Makes life.
But if you want to go out and do rolls, then you're gonna put a big turbo on it.
Yeah,
yep.
But see, like you guys saw like our video where we all drove the Ion. Now I thought it was fun. We talk about how we modded, it'd be great. Yeah. I want to take Jason's real quick. Lack of LSD makes torque steer wear worse on launch, right? Though, right? No, your tires do.
Yeah.
The tires are way more important than any LSD. So these are not like rear posi diff, you know, rear wheel drive cars, guys. Like,
how's posi work?
Yeah. Your front wheels are, it's in a straight line, they're essentially doing the same thing. But people say, what about the one wheel peels?
If
it's not that big.
If you have a tire to hook, it's not going to make any difference.
Yes.
Like Matt's drag car, when it ran eights,
Yeah.
Doesn't have an LSD.
Don't have an LSD.
The Sonic has an LSD, but
yeah,
maybe it doesn't.
I don't think Sonic does.
I don't think it does. I don't
if you have slicks on a good surface, it's less important.
Tires are way more important for traction, all that stuff. You, Jason, yeah, you have the longer axle on the side, so that's just going to be inherent with the setup. But again, it's more important to have a good tire. A good tire is going to do 100% more.
And cheaper.
Yeah. Like we were talking about, there's a guy online, Della Performance. He's got a 1.8 cruise on a Fuel Tech. Mm-hmm. And
the turbo one.
Yeah, it's turbo, cool. But he just went 13.03 or 6 or 9 or something at 109 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of miles per hour for a 13.0. Yeah. If he had a proper tire on that car, that's a low 12.
Yeah, it's a low 12.
Easy, for sure. Easy.
Yeah.
All day. So, like, it just, again, it depends on what you want to do. If you want to go drag race, buy a slick.
Yeah.
Just get it out of the
way. Get a good tire.
Get some slicks. Don't F around with, you know, AAA Rs on the drag strip.
Please don't.
I feel like people don't like that answer, though, because your tires wear out and your LSD doesn't wear out. So they're like, if I get the LSD, it lasts forever. But if I get these sticky tires, they only last one season. Yeah. I got to buy another set.
Tires are more important.
That's true. That's true.
That is true.
They're vastly different.
The biggest, even for handling, too. If you get coilovers compare coilovers versus tires.
Tires win every time.
Tires, 100%.
Tires win every time.
You get 200 tread wear tires, your car is on rails.
On stock suspension?
Yeah, oh, God.
World's better.
Yeah. I have a little body roll, but she'll stick.
Yeah. You have like a sandwich level of this on each big corner.
Yeah.
If you're lucky.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
Are huge.
So, real quick, before we head off, Sebastian, there's a dude with the orange car with 6-pound Jetson E85 with TVS. Like, holy hell. So, by the way, TVS guys, most TVS guys do not set those cars up right. Holy crap.
Oh, he's talking about Mike Gomez. Yeah.
Is that car set up right?
Yeah. But the problem is, superchargers take, because you are driving it with the engine, they suck so much power.
Yeah, like you're making 600 crank and 450 wheel.
Exactly.
Yeah. Heat, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can take a 80-pound injector on a turbo setup about 100 horse more.
Yeah.
And so, his 160-pound injectors aren't the perfect solution. He doesn't need that big. But in terms of relatively cheap injectors, you're jumping basically from 80s to 160s.
Yeah.
So, he made
the decision. We don't really have a middle ground.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, now we do. We've got ID, which makes 1050s or 1300s, but 1050s are nearly $500.
It's pricey.
1300s are like $800.
Yeah.
So, if you want to put money in your car and make it right, do IDs. But
yeah, for sure. It's a good car. I wish TVS guys more. Guys, one last thing. Mate and Cobalt. Blower guys, please get cans more often.
You need ported head. You need cans. Yes. You need big headers.
Yes.
You need a big intake.
Ported head didn't come up.
Yeah,
I said it.
It helps, but it's not as bad. When you have the supercharger and staying in the efficiency range like Ryan loves to talk about, it really matters.
Yeah.
Cooling mods too. I mean,
yeah, I did. Yeah.
My bad.
A lot of cooling mods with your supercharged cars too.
It's just,
well, any cars. I mean,
on a blower car, it is so much harder to take it that last 10%.
Yeah,
because a turbo, you can just cram boost down it.
Turn it up.
Yeah, you turn it. You're righty boosty, lefty loosey, righty boosty. You know, and it'll take it. But on a blower build, it's cams, it's ported head, it's removing every single restriction, and a lot of people don't take those steps to do that. You end up with cars like Mike, where he does Mike Johnson, who does
he's
everything
about it.
I mean, every part is touched and it's perfect, and is make sure it's as efficient as possible.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't want to take that time.
Yeah.
So that's not a Cobalt. That's a G5. They're different.
Oh, yeah.
talk about G5.
But I really encourage, especially for modding a car in 25, guys, do cams. Especially LSJ guys. Yeah. LSJ guys.
LSJ
blower guys.
On cams.
I see some people I'm just going to slap a TVS on there that you make 270 horsepower. Wondering, why am I making no more than the M62? Because you didn't set it up right.
Yeah.
And I see it so often. Set the cars up right, blower guys. You need cams and a ported head.
It's a lot more than just a small pulley.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
And if you don't, email us. We'll tell you what it will take.
What do you need
because
to do this?
I love nothing more than somebody emailing me and being like, hey, I just bought this car. What do I do? this is my plans. I love laying out plans. And,
oh, me
and,
too.
Most of the time, nobody listens, but it's okay. Yep.
If you need help, that's why we're here.
That's really why we're here. Like, I did have a little bit of a statistic. So I've had a few goblin guys come to me. We all know I dislike the goblins, but because they're ruining good cobalts and good ions. I've had five customers. My last five customers, I've had two LSJ and three LNF guys.
Okay.
The ones that with the LSJs and LNFs that listen to say, hey man, what are your goals for this thing? What are you trying to do? Let's set up a budget. Let's do this.
Yeah.
And not just go for crazy max power. Mm-hmm. The ones that listen to me still have them.
Yeah.
That's two. All the three others, the one LNF and the two other LSJs, I'm sorry, the two LNFs and the other LSJ, they all sold them because, yeah, this thing's too scary, crazy and dangerous. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Dude, it's scary. Yeah. We won't get into this.
Go kart.
But... yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So my one LS customer did a 7163, port ahead, cams, ooh, 85, all this stuff. He wanted a 257. My guy wanted a 7163, made mid four, like 460. He's like, this thing is scary. I'm selling it. Get it away from me. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Dude,
like,
it's a go kart with a blower. Yeah. Or with a
big turbo.
With a big turbo on it.
But yeah, but the one customer, sketchy, that was like, I said, hey man, keep it on a stock KO4. Do a tune. You'll be happy. He's like, yep, this is just enough. Any faster, I'd be scared out of my mind.
It runs tens on a KO4.
Yep.
That's a fast car.
Yeah. They're so fast on a KO4. They don't weigh anything. Yeah. People don't think about that. They're like, I need 400 horsepower, but not when it weighs 2,000 pounds.
No, you don't need that.
You need 250, maybe. What,
1,200?
Yeah, like,
they're dummy.
And then I'm not gonna lie, you don't feel safe in that thing. You go fast, you don't not feel safe.
So, no, it's a death trap.
Yeah, I don't want that.
It's a death trap.
Guys,
death traps.
Anyway,
it is 5:10.
Yep.
We got talking. Oh, we're all passionate about that.
We love cobalts.
We love cobalts.
Cobalts!
Adam, got sidetracked a little bit, but that's all right.
What are you doing this weekend?
What am I doing this weekend? Oh no. I'm going to buy some paint at Home Depot, I think.
Do some fixing up on my house.
Stop it. I gotta keep my wife happy.
Yeah. Better choice.
Yeah,
Miss a vote.
I thankfully have no plans.
That's
which means
great.
That's nice.
Erica has
this
plans.
This is his plan for the weekend.
Drinking beers.
That's all right.
Erica's plans. You won't be in the house.
Oh, I'm sure I won't.
Fix the sob.
It's coming along.
No, fix the sob.
Fix my sob.
Fix his sob.
You know, he sent me pictures of it, I swear, like 3 weekends in a row. Yeah. And every time I just see a picture of his garage, the
he's
sob's
in
the
garage
same spot.
Drinking beers.
Yeah. The sob has not moved.
Literally.
He sent me pictures of
himself.
His
toolbox, all his stack of parts, his car, and then he's like, cheers.
The sob has not changed.
Nope.
Sob. Whoa, yeah, Ryan, let's clean up the thing. Hey. Shit, that was in the same spot the last week. What did you do? Nothing.
Nothing.
Ryan, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to go pick up a free snowmobile for my aunt.
Oh,
even though all the snow is melted, but I got a free snowmobile and aluminum Triton trailer if anybody wants it. It's been sitting outside for 20 years. It's rough. But it was free. All right? Yeah,
free
and we'll fix her and we'll get her on.
Yeah. Ooh. So, I kind of have plans. There's a nerdy Gundam movie in theaters this weekend I found out about, like, earlier today, so I have to see it tomorrow.
That's about
all I have plans for. Then clean up, and little man's with me, but mama's with me, too, and so they're hanging out and stuff, and I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll figure something out.
Cool.
Ryan catch this lease on Forza? What? What are you talking about? You talking about rolling up on something?
He's got a scat pack or something?
Yeah, he's got
a scat pack. Yeah, he got a scat pack on lease. All right, Tyler, you're the host.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining. We'll catch you in a month for number 175.
Oh.
Peace.
Deuces and truces.